It's South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Coming up later on the program, Chef Norman Van Aken presents A Word on Food, and our Florida Keys calendar today features Andy Newman. Now, our film critic Dan Hudak previews an annual South Florida Film Festival that screens seldom-seen works from filmmakers the world over.
I know how you're feeling. The holidays are coming and you've got plenty to do. Between family obligations, cooking, shopping, and working, you barely have time for you, let alone to go to the movies. Thankfully, your old pal Dan has an answer. The 13th annual Miami Short Film Festival commences December 4th, and with it comes 92 of the best short films the world has to offer. This way, if you can't stay for a full 90-minute screening block of 7 or 8 shorts, you can still enjoy quality filmmaking, albeit on a briefer scale. Neatly categorized by theme rather than genre, the films run the gamut of documentaries, narratives, animation, and comedies, with a few top-notch local productions thrown in for good measure. One such local production is Unidentified Flying Reality, about a reality TV star and UFO detective named Ron, whose precious dog Muffy goes missing, forcing him to search for the pooch in a way that is all too real.
Muffy's missing!
What? Ron is sent on his own investigation.
I gotta go make lost dog signs.
Where his quest...
Where did she go?
That's what I'm talking about. That right there. You see, like, how do you explain a dog just vanishing into thin air?
For the truth.
It was like a light shining under the water.
Everybody in town knows. They're all talking about it.
Your show makes a perfectly good argument most of the time.
You wanted TV and film, right?
Not reality TV. Everybody thinks it's real, man.
We'll push him.
Come on, what the hell is this? We really supposed to buy this crap?
You gotta do it, Ron.
Maybe they are doing a reality show about us.
Oh my God.
To the edge.
So is that you?
Where he will experience a once-in-a-lifetime encounter and a lesson in life.
Oh, great.
He will never forget.
Another film of note is Tribute, a Best Comedy Award nominee that follows a poor schlub named Rob who wants to ask the girl of his dreams to marry him, but is stuck hanging out with her ex named Doug. Poor Rob.
Hi. I thought we were going to stay in tonight and just, you know.
We're going to the Spicer's house, remember?
Oh.
So, how do you know our Doug?
I guess you could say a friend of a friend.
Now our hearts are touching.
There.
These are Doug's parents.
It is so great to finally meet
you.
This is Diane, Doug's sister.
You didn't have the privilege of knowing my brother.
Here we are again for our beacon, light, the source of all things righteous.
Whatever.
Well...
Joining us to discuss the screenings and events of the Miami Short Film Festival, which runs December 4th through the 12th, is the man who's made it happen since the very beginning, festival founder and director William Vela. William, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Dan.
You usually host this festival in November. You're about a month later this year. Why the schedule change?
Just technicalities. Basically, the theater, you know, all of the opening, the new releases film that are coming in November for Thanksgiving. So, you know, there's conflicts there. So they push me a little bit up and I'm going to compete with Art Basel. What do you think?
I think you two make pretty nice bedfellows, actually. I mean, I think it seems like great timing to have the Short Film Festival and Art Basel working together. Your two great arts events in the city. The weather's getting cooler. People are eager to go outside. It's great timing, actually.
I think it's great. I mean, people will tell me that don't compete with Art Basel, don't do it. But I think Art Basel is such a great event and it brings a lot of interesting people. So I think it's perfect. We even had Michael Moore, I remember, but that was for the book fair back in 2010. Mm-hmm. And he showed up to one of our events for the documentary night. Huh. So.
That's great. And speaking of interesting people, you have Vittorio Storaro coming to town. He may not be a familiar name to most of our listeners, but the name Reds and Apocalypse Now and The Last Emperor and numerous other films throughout his career. He is a cinematographer. He is an Oscar winner, and he's coming to the festival, the Miami Short Film Festival, to give a masterclass. This is fantastic.
Yeah, that's one of our hot ticket items that we have this year. We have the luxury of having him. He's been considered one of the 10 most influential cinematographers in the world. You know, he works with directors such as Francis Ford Coppola, Warren Beatty, Bernardo Bertolucci. So we're very excited to have him. He's an 80-year-old man. You know, he has tremendous experience in the industry. So he's bringing a masterclass to the Miami Short Film Festival on Sunday, December 7 at 3 p.m. at the Paragon Grove 13. He's going to talk about writing with lights. Can you imagine that?
And lighting is such an essential part of cinematography. Any aspiring filmmakers out there who don't attend this, quite honestly, I think you're a fool, because you learn from those who have walked before you, and Storaro has done it exceptionally well. Because we're not just talking someone who's worked in the industry a long time. Apocalypse Now and Reds and The Last Emperor and his other films, they're beautifully shot. They are absolutely gorgeous to look at. So to get that composition, that framing, that lighting, the character, all those elements in play, it's really not an easy thing to do. So to hear him talk about his experiences and then obviously the anecdotes with the directors, I think would be quite something. On to the films themselves. You had more than 800 submissions this year. Is that a record for you, 13
years?
No.
800? Every year, there's about approximately that number that comes, 8 and change every year. And it keeps adding in more and more. So out of 800 films, we basically screen only at 10%. This year is about 92 films that are going to be screened at the almost 14 to 16 blocks throughout the week of the festival. So the curation process is a very tedious process. A lot of judges involved, and we select winners for each category. We have about 8 categories: documentaries, experimental, narrative, fiction, music, video, and so on. So each category will have a winner, and then at the end, we'll select the best of the overall, the one that represent the Miami Short Film Festival 2014.
I'm sorry, I'm having trouble getting past that 800 number. We're talking with William Vela, the director and founder of the Miami Short Film Festival. 800 films. When do you start accepting submissions? When do you get the screening committee together to start narrowing these down to the 92? How does this process work?
Yeah, it's a long process. We start as soon as the festival finishes. We open for submission for the following year. So it's basically 7 to 8 months of registration, and films come from all over the world, almost 35 countries representing. And I particularly watch them all, so I have the whole year to watch films. I watch at least 10 to 15 shorts every day. So thank God they're shorts.
Wow. And let's talk about some of those films. From Cuba, we have, I'm not going to try to pronounce the name of this film,
yeah,
but maybe
I mean, I want to mention this name because it's the film is Tarde para Ramón. Jorge Perrugorria, he's the top actor in Cuba. He's the one who made in 1993 a Strawberry and Chocolate, a very famous movie. So he's one of the actors and film that it's arriving to the Miami Short Film Festival.
And then from the United States, a number of great films, including Tribute.
Tribute, this is a comedy starring Lisa Whale and Michael
Nathanson.
This guy works in The Wolf of Wall Street. So it's short films are more popular than ever. I mean, more figures and more names are getting involved and involved into this gender.
Right. And just to be clear what you were saying earlier, we have 92 total films showing. They're broken down into different blocks. There's a block at the Miami Beach Cinematheque and the Paragon Grove 13 every night during the festival. And the best of the festival winners and nominees, they're all interspersed throughout the block, so you're guaranteed to get something good at each block. And the blocks are all thematically designed. So you have some called Surfing the Storm. There's another called Only Heroes Survive. There's another called The Bear Character. It's all based on theme. So it's a really interesting and fun way for you to program. also want to definitely touch on the local productions that you have. It's kind of the cornerstone of what you do. It's how you started the festival. So the local productions are an essential part of this as well.
That's basically how we started, the Miami Short Film Festival, starting back in 2001 with one of my films. So always trying to help local productions. And this film is Unidentifying Flying Reality. It's I think it's a UM. Shane Kinsler is a director, and about 20 local films are going to be screened. One of our missions is to support the local community of filmmakers here in Miami.
And the community supported you. More than 3,000 people coming out to the festival every year. It's fantastic numbers. William, congratulations and best of luck.
Thank you very much, Dan.
The Miami Short Film Festival runs December 4th through the 12th. Screenings will be held at the Paragon Grove 13 in Coconut Grove and the Miami Beach Cinematheque in South Beach. For more information, go to MiamiShortFilmFestival.com. For South Florida Arts Beat, I'm Dan Hudak.
Chairman Emeritus of the Florida Film Critics Circle, Dan Hudak is a nationally syndicated film critic. You can visit him online at HudakOnHollywood.com. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat will continue right after these messages.